وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at man, this marvel, this unknown creature, from the perspective of the Quran and from the perspective of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and Islam. We are talking about man and his consciousness, whether he is self-conscious or whether he is worldly conscious. Does he care about himself and Allah and the creatures around him, or does he only care about his own desires and pleasures? So man is intrinsically a self-conscious creature. For example, man's substance is the very stuff of consciousness. Okay, bear with me here. It is not true that man's self was created first and then consciousness was assigned to it in a later stage. The creation of man or man's self was the very formation of his self-consciousness. At this elementary stage, there is no difference between the consciousness, the self-consciousness by nature, and the construction or the constructed consciousness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let me simplify this consciousness business for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created a human being, He did not create them separate of each other, His consciousness and His body. Rather, man himself, his actual existence is awareness and consciousness. Because now they're trying to tell us that there is no God, there is only consciousness. If you're conscious, then that's all there is to it. There is no creator. I don't want to go into that field. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created man, He created him from the very same stuff, which is consciousness. He's conscious. He's a conscious being. He is self-aware. He's not a robot that you create, then you put the programming, and then you hit the switch. This is two processes: creation, then programming. Human being, his existence is consciousness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proves this point way before the creation of man. Allah talks about what we call the world or the dimension or the parallel of alam al-dhar, the dimension of atoms, where we were created as a single consciousness. And Allah says, I made them bear witness their own creation. And I said to them, aren't I your Lord? And they said, Bala, yes, indeed you are our Lord. Alastu bi rabbikum? Qalu bala. Then Allah says, don't forget that, all right? Keep that in mind, because I will hold you against that. We were created as a single conscious beings. We're not just dummies and then you put the programming later on. No. The minute we're born, the minute a baby is consumed, it's pretty much is a conscious happening, right? Now, the baby in his mother womb, he has a certain understanding of where he is. And once he come out, he has a different understanding of where he is. Now, obviously, through these states, we forget a lot of things that happened. But it doesn't mean that does not exist. For example, when it comes to our childhood, we know I was there at
you know, when I was 1 year old, 2 years old, 3 years old. But how much of that do I remember? Not much. But does that mean that it wasn't there? I did not live that time. I did. So the same thing that we were in the womb, or we were in the world of atoms, we were self-aware. Let us take a short break, and then we will continue right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about a human consciousness. So in later stages of development, as man becomes more aware of objects around him, he also achieves a kind of self-awareness. He pictures an image of his own being in his mind. In other words, he achieves an awareness that, however, man is, in a way, through his initiative knowledge and aware of himself. Basically, what we're trying to say is that as human beings get older and older, they try to perceive things around them, they start to become aware of objects around them, then their mind starts to become capable of creating their own or its own images and imagination, and they move based on these imaginations and these thoughts that they form in their heads. And as the person grows older and older, the more conscious he will be, because that consciousness that he has, it keeps expanding. And Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he says, do you think that you're a tiny speck, but the entire universe was folded in you? As we expand in age and we get bigger and older, the more our consciousness will be also enlarged to encompass everything around us and the knowledge that is around us. So when we look at mankind, he becomes more aware through this initiative knowledge and becomes aware of himself. Psychologists who are usually concerned with the controversies over self-consciousness pay more attention to the secondary stage of consciousness gained through subjectively acquired knowledge, whereas consciousness attained through initiative knowledge is of greater concern to philosophers. Philosophers and psychologists, they kind of differ. What philosophers go to the first stages of human consciousness. Psychologists, they go to the later stage, which is quite different. It is regarded as one of the sound reasons for the immortality of the soul in philosophy, because they want to go to the beginning of human consciousness. Psychology is not interested in the beginning, interested in later stages, what man does and how he acts and what made him do certain actions and where does his consciousness come from and so on and so forth. So there are two different types of consciousness here at a play. So when we look at this, you know, dilemma between self-consciousness and world consciousness, it makes a huge difference in our practical approaches to life. We can either approach life through the Islamic teachings and we become self-aware and self-conscious and deal with the world around us and the creatures around us, or we become world conscious and we just worry about ourselves in terms of pleasure and desires, and then we don't care what happens to this world. And the world that we're living in is currently moving towards only world consciousness. They're trying to get the world to only care about themselves, the food they eat, their comfort, their sleep, their whatever. Just don't think of God. Just don't be self-aware. Obviously, as Muslims, we have to do the opposite. We will leave it here, and inshallah, we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us.
والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله، اللهم صل على محمد وآله.